Hello.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you say yes. All right. All right, ma'am, are you... Is that quick? Okay, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide elections in October
2023? I would say I would be somewhat.
Oh, somewhat interested, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, do you define your racial classification as African-American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
African-American.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, can you tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public schools in buildings?
Not satisfied.
Okay. Not satisfied. Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you think improving and maintaining the conditions of the school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay. All right, ma'am. When you hear your friends, neighbors, or coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No confidence.
No confidence at all. Okay. All right, ma'am. If the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote against.
Against, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one best reflects your views, okay? The first one says, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generations should continue to be a priority.
I guess it should be a priority, but...
Okay, in your opinion, which one reflects your views more, you know, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
The first one, okay. All right, ma'am, and voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for the public schools where funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one says, learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, learning that this is a renewal for an existing millage for 20 years all the way to 2045.
Somewhat.
Somewhat influence. Okay, what about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that strongly influence you in somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little, okay. What about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
Somewhat.
Somewhat influence you, okay. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And learning that this is that the owner of a, you know, 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay. I only have a few more questions. We should be done with this survey. Okay. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote against.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purpose. Are you or anyone in the household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
Nope.
What about a teacher at New Orleans public school?
Nope.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans public school?
Nope.
Okay, none of them. All right. Okay. All right, ma'am, and stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you from 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above?
50 to 60.
Okay. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Would you say some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school, like law or medical?
College graduate,
okay. All right, ma'am, and the last question, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you.